supposed to be off today. However, I did the commissary run today. And the reason I did it was because I could get transportation today. And I'm supposed to get an ambulance. The mess sergeant here at the officers' club, Sergeant Gargan, he said he could get an ambulance. And it would be ideal because to pick up food, you have to have a special type vehicle, one that's supposed to be clean, one that's supposed to have these duct boards on the bottom to hold food, and it's supposed to be covered, either a closed-in vehicle or that canvas top. Well, anyway, I said, great, we'll go down in an ambulance. But as it turned out, that's because the ambulance broke down before it got here, so we went down in a three-quarter-ton truck. And it took us all morning to do the shopping. We left here, I guess it was now, 8:45. And then he had to do some shopping for the officers' club here. And then we went to have lunch. And we had the driver with us, Sergeant Gardner and myself. And we had a very nice lunch. I paid for the lunch because they don't get down there that often, and I get down frequently. But then Sergeant Gardner wanted to stop for a drink. We went to the Busan Club, and there's a cocktail lounge right off the lobby. So we went in, and we had a couple of drinks. Oh, I'm telling you. And then we went into the slot machine room. They have the one-armed bandits. So we went in there, and I guess I lost $3 or $4 anyway in there. But I enjoyed it. We had a good time. And we came home, you know. Of course, he's goofing off, so this is a work day for him. He's a funny individual. He's very, very pleasant. I have always gotten along very well with him. And he does little things for me every once in a while. So anyhow, then we came back. I came home and I was tired. Plus, I think the drinks in the early part of the day kind of set me back. So I just came home and jumped into bed for an hour. Then I didn't bother going down to supper tonight because I didn't feel like getting dressed again. That's a problem. It's only about 40 feet from the door, but still you have to be dressed to go in there. So I just had a bowl of soup about a half hour ago. But I stayed home, and Robbie came over for about 30 minutes, which was very nice. He wasn't sure he was going to get over at all. He was very busy, and I get to see him occasionally, sometimes for 5 minutes, sometimes for an hour. So it's very hard to get. We use the excuse he's bringing me tapes all the time. We have exchanged all our tapes, because he tapes also. But anything for a legitimate excuse. I wish he could come over more often. And wouldn't have to do it so secretively, you know. I don't care for this, but under the present situation, it's necessary. But anyway, it was very pleasant. Of course, now I'm not tired. I had an hour's nap, which is rare. And so I'm wide awake. But I did, I made one or two notes from your last tape and from your letters to comment on. Oh, I didn't send you the pictures yet, but remember I told you about the hairdo? I had pictures made about $3.50 worth of pictures made. Actually, it was only about 5 or 6 pictures, but I had to laugh because I had the slides, and I had 3 slides. And, of course, at that time when I had the pictures, or the slides made, I hadn't sent you the slide projector yet. So, of course, I went and had pictures made so you could see them better. And now I have both, pictures and slides. But I'll send you the pictures. I don't know when, Duchess, but I'll write you a note or something, put them in an envelope. What else? Oh, I also, this evening, I received your letter. Yeah, I'm just sitting here reading it. The mail came very late tonight. The mail comes anywhere from 7 o'clock at night until 8:30, 9 o'clock. And tonight is well after 8, I guess, or after 9. I don't know, it was quite late. But it was a very newsy letter. very pleased for Aileen getting this traffic service advisor, is that one? I have it right here. I should read your letter. Yeah, traffic service advisor, right. That's great. I'm glad for her, and it's good to change positions, I think, once in a while. And I was very surprised about Sturcio. You had commented you had heard a rumor about this a few weeks back. Nothing was definite. And then you had mentioned it again. So I had forgotten about it. But I'm very happy for her. I mean, in the sense that I'm sure she wanted the baby. She wouldn't have kept it. But it is a tragic situation. So easy to get into. So terribly easy. Aileen must be about, I guess she's about 41 or 2 at least, right, Linda? I mean, she never seems to get past that 41, but I think she's in there somewhere, 42. Anyhow, I wish her good luck also. The baby, too. What else? Where's my notes? Oh, you got the slip on the wigs. I wrote a note to Mother last night. I was very pleased with myself. That's the first note I have written in weeks and weeks. But Mother had written to me a few weeks back. Of course, I haven't answered. And I mentioned to her about the wig. And I said if she would like one, that she should check with you because you have the details on it. Now, I don't know if she'll be interested, Duchess, but I didn't want to explain everything to her, the prices and all that. And Mother probably doesn't know that much about wigs and types of hair pieces. So I told her to check with you, and if she really wants them, I guess I can, try to get what she wants. And I know you would like one, so whenever you get around to sending me the locks of hair, I'll get down to Seoul, order them, or pick them up, or whatever. Okay, so much on wigs. Let's see, I made a tape to Anne. I received a tape from her a few days back, and basically things are about the same as far as her family is concerned. There isn't any change. They just have forgotten about her completely, which is too bad. It really is. But she's doing well. I chuckle because Anne has domestic duties now, washing the floor and the things of this sort that I have never heard her concerned about household problems. And it's a whole new world for her. She seems to be doing very, very well and is keeping extremely busy. And this is good, I think. This is very good. So that was nice to hear from her. But I made a tape back to her. I did explain to her about the wigs, or at least I mentioned them. I should send her one of the papers. I don't think I did yet. I get so mixed up, Duchess, after a while. If I don't make notes of things, I forget who I said what to, and I don't tape or write to that many people. I mean, it's just you. Occasionally I tape to Anne. Occasionally I might write a note to somebody, my brother or my mother or Lizzie or something, but I don't do that much corresponding, very little. And yet I can't seem to keep it straight who I tell what. I'm beginning to sound like you in your letters. Did I tell you this, Anne? Or sometimes you repeat, but you forget, right? Well, let's see. On the last tape I heard from you, Brannigan was on. Brannigan. And Alice. And that was the tape you would tell me about all the dancing. That seems like a very nice weekly, or is it weekly? I'm not sure. But whenever, how often it is, it seems like a very pleasant festive occasion for everybody. And then, of course, Henry had spoken on that tape. I'm reading my notes. Anyway, tell Bea and Henry hello. Hope Henry can retrieve your bowling ball, although after all these years, I doubt it. I just couldn't understand why I hadn't picked it up before coming to Korea. I know it was mentioned a couple of times, but I don't remember what the problem was. I think we thought maybe we would go practice or something. I don't remember, but I certainly hope we get back, or if it's at all possible. One thing I should mention, Duchess, you said you were mailing a small package or two. I should have told you a long time ago. I meant to ask if you could find a hair lip remover. I have a little bit of there left. Now, you can't buy any in the area here. I have tried. They just don't carry it. I mean, they do, but they're always out of stock. I don't know if there's anything new on the market. It might be something else. If not, the there will do fine. It's not that important, Duchess. I should have told you before you made up the packages, but each time I forgot. You know, Anne was telling me about this electrolysis process. Perhaps she mentioned it to you. And she seems to think it's going to be successful. I think this is a very good thing to do, because particularly where you have excess of hair. This is not the case with me as much as it is with Anne, but I think she's trying new things and learning a great deal. But if you could find any get it to me whenever it's convenient. Don't make a special package or a special trip to the store. That's one thing that I may not be able to get in the future. I haven't been able to so far, and I don't have that much left. So I thought I'd mention it now. Otherwise, I'm anxious to receive the packages. I know there's no big things, but still in all this, it's very nice of you to send the packages. I get excited about them, and I use all the little things, you know. Let's turn this over.